item is 863, time certain 2:30.
Authorize bid solicitation and contracting with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for construction of the Gateway Green Development and Restoration Project for an estimated $3.7 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, Gateway Green provides access to off-road cycling in our great city, sandwiched between I-205 and Interstate 84. Gateway Green is a unique park and an opportunity to put otherwise undevelopable land to community use. The vision for Gateway Green began in 2005 as a grassroots project, and Portland Parks and Recreation became involved in 2014 when the Bureau purchased the property from ODOT. Over the years, it has grown into a robust and strong public-private partnership with the Friends of Gateway Green, or FOG. I want to thank Paul Dickow and Linda Robinson, who are here today, who are past and present presidents of the Friends of Gateway Green, for your enthusiastic support of Gateway Green and for your great partnership with the city. The next phase of work at Gateway Green will include improved access and park amenities like event spaces and restrooms. Now I'm pleased to turn it over to Parks Capital Project Manager Ross Swanson, and also to acknowledge our special guest, the best-looking member of the Metro Council, Metro Councilor Sam Chase. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, Council members. I am Ross Swanson, the Capital Project Manager with Parks and Rec. Next to me is Sam Chase. So after 5 years of partnership development, community engagement, feasibility studies and design, we are here to seek permission to go to bid for a construction project at Gateway Green. I've stated 5 years in Portland Parks, that's how long we have owned the property. However, as the commissioner alluded to, Ted Gilbert and Linda Robinson have been working on this for over a decade, I think 12 years now. They are the co-founders of Friends of Gateway Green. They have led this initiative. Some of their achievements are securing a $1 million Nature in the Neighborhoods grant from Metro, as well as developing a large partnership network of partners, including Northwest Trail Alliance, Community Cycling Center, and several others. The representatives from them will be here to speak shortly. Let's see. In June of 2017, Parks and Rec and our partners decided we would open the Dirt Lab project, which is a beta project, essentially. We wanted to assess, given the unique nature of the site, it is wedged between two freeways, a light rail and a heavy rail, and you can only get there by foot or wheels on the I-205 MUP. We wanted to assess a couple of things before we dove in. One is, will the public have interest in, will they be able to get to the site? And number two is, we don't have a lot of off-road cycling features in our park system, so we wanted to sort of wrap our minds around the maintenance aspects of that, the skill level aspects of that, and how we get going. So we opened that in 2017. After 6 months, we realized we had a pretty successful park on our hands. So at that point, we dove in to a public advisory committee process, which went about 8 months. And what you've seen today, well, what will come out of this project today is all came out of that process. As the commissioner said, we plan on building public event spaces and gathering spaces. We're going to provide access, better access across the park. The park has got steep slopes, which is nice for mountain biking, but not if you're a little kid trying to climb out after a long day of mountain biking. So we're going to make some of those gentler and a little better for a wider audience. And we also are going to provide drinking water and a loo, which is badly needed. In addition, we've been, over the last 3 years, we've been doing habitat and enhancements and restorations, and we'll continue that work. One other item, which is a natural play area, one of the things we've learned in our public outreach as well, Linda Robinson and Metro also had their eyes on this, is when you come as a family of four, not all four want to mountain bike all the time, so a play area is a nice little amenity in addition to. So, the project has completed bid drawings and specifications. We are currently working with procurement services to go to bid next week, hopefully. This authorization is an emergency ordinance, as we do want to hit the bidding period for winter, and that starts really mid-September. Total project budget is 5.75. Our estimated cost for this contract is around 3.7 million. That's in confidence, or that is in budget. We have a moderate level of...
People not in this. I want to swear my colleagues to I trust your discretion, colleagues.
We have a moderate level of confidence in that estimate.
Commissioner Hardesty had a question.
So this is my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That is a smog-filled area with freeways on both sides. Have you done any air quality analysis prior to deciding to kick up more dirt in that particular area of the city of Portland?
Portland Parks has not. Now, I would ask the same question of Fogg, as I know there was a 30-panel Oregon Solutions process that happened before the acquisition of the project, and I know there was a lot of studies back then.
We'll have a couple of guest speakers that can answer that question.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing about that. Yeah, that's my hood.
Okay. We have a moderate level of confidence in the estimate, mostly because of the bidding climate and the difficult access to the site. With that, I'm here to answer questions, but I'm going to turn it over to Sam Chase right now.
Councilor Chase, also Vice Chair Chase, right?
Yes, Deputy Council.
Deputy
President,
Council.
Yes.
Originally, when this thing was scheduled, Sam was not available. When it got rescheduled because of some other council scheduling issues, he was available. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks so much. I'm really honored to be here.
Commissioner Hardesty. Sorry,
Sam, didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to disagree with my colleague. I think Lynn Peterson is the better-looking Metro Councilor.
Yes, but she wasn't my former chief of staff. So we have to go with the ones we know.
And I want the record to reflect I wasn't here.
My name is Bennett, and I'm not in it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to let that slide because I think I'm near the bottom, but I'll take it.
Moving on, yes.
So, for the record, my name is Sam Chase, and I'm the Metro Councilor for District 5, which is the district where Gateway Green is located, and I'm really honored to be part of this conversation and the partnership between Metro and Parks. We have two very high-quality teams that are working on projects regularly and really doing a lot for our community's livability. I wanted to... do a couple things. One is just really talk about the importance of this project for our entire region. One of the things that we know is that we've had 500,000 people move to this region in the last 20 years. We expect another 500,000 people in the next 20 years. And so we're really charged with how do we manage that growth as a region? How do we make sure that we have transportation systems, affordable housing, a diverse and inclusive communities, and a whole host of other things? One of the really fundamental things that we need to do as a region is, as we're growing more compactly, is creating a big backyard for everyone in our community. How can we make sure that people have access to nature, not just when you can get to Multnomah Falls and when you can actually get in, or when you go to Mount Hood? Those are wonderful assets that we have. Those aren't things that you can access on a daily basis or on a weekly basis as a part of your regular lifestyle. And so when we're building more assets or restoring natural areas like we are here, elements of the natural area, children's play areas, we're creating those experiences right here in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and it's particularly important that we invest dollars in some of our most underserved areas and communities. And I thank you not only for supporting this project here before us, but I know at least a couple of the members on council were somewhat engaged in getting these nature and neighborhood grant dollars in place in the first place that we have here. It was part of our 2006 bond measure, and Coalition for Livable Future, amongst many other entities, were involved in helping promote and make sure that we were really investing in our urban areas, that we're not investing all those dollars on our outer areas of where our urban growth boundary is located, but really in those areas that are still underserved. We have a lot of work to do. This is a really important step in the right direction, but we have much more to do, and I look forward to continuing our partnership.
Thank you.
One time I was having lunch with Sam, and I asked him, you know, it's people get confused about Metro and where it is in the hierarchy of things. So he drew this little diagram. He said, this is the easy way to remember it. At the top is Metro, then comes the county, and then comes the city. And I said, well, that's, I said, now it makes all, it makes perfect sense to me. Thank you very much.
I like to be helpful.
So we have some, thank you both very much. Carla, do we have invited testimony or just people who've signed up?
I have people who signed up. I
okay, let's invite this, the first five.
All right. We have a total of six people. The first three, please come on up, are Diana, Juntu Oberg, and Paul Dickow.
Welcome.
Is Linda Robinson on the list?
Yes, she's next.
Linda, would you come up and sit next to Paul because we can fit four. We can just add a chair. I just think for continuity purposes, we should have the former and current president of the board here to talk. And I think one or both can answer Commissioner Hardesty's question. Welcome.
Hello, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Diana, and I am really excited about this Gateway Green Development Restoration Project. I think that it is something that is very much needed. Everything that I've heard today is really exciting. I loved the fact that we are going to be expanding the neighborhood and also expanding the undeveloped areas of this neighborhood. I think that's very, very important. I was very intrigued on the water placements facilities. I wanted to know how many water fountains will be available in this park. And I'm also curious how many restrooms are going to be provided and whether or not they are going to be gender neutral, because I do think that is something that is a necessity. And then last...
By the way, our loos are gender neutral.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And then lastly, the reason why I pose these questions is because there are community members that do not have places to call home. And so they would be, you know, seeking out areas where they would be able to use the loos. They would be seeking out areas where they would be able to have clean drinking water, because that's something that is really hard to find within our own cities. And to really serve the community, it's serving the entire population, those who have shelter and those who are struggling to find shelter. And so those are things that are important to me. I was homeless for 2 years, and trying to find a safe place or find a public restroom without having to walk into a department store and feel the need to purchase something and being turned away because I don't have the money to make that purchase it's a form of homeless discrimination, and that needs to stop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have someone from the Northwest Trails Alliance.
Yeah. So my name is Juntu Oberg. I am the vice president of Northwest Trail Alliance. For those of you on the council who are not familiar with us, we are the nonprofit off-road cycling trail stewardship group that was established here in Portland in 1988. Our organization is 100% volunteers with no paid staff. I'm here today representing our over 1,800 paying dues members from the Portland area to support the improvement projects at Gateway Green. Since the construction and opening of the Dirt Lab, the soft surface trails in the park have been very popular with many cyclists and families looking to connect with nature via their bicycle. Even our inaugural Take a Policymaker Mountain Biking Day held at the park in June with some of your staff members in attendance was very successful with limited infrastructure. We look forward to the completion of this project to help increase the number of parks on the east side and to be able to host all of you for our next ride day. We also want to mention, with all of the enthusiasm and success of this park, that the council will complete and implement the off-road cycling master plan, because all residents of Portland, no matter their income or their background, should have access to soft surface trails via their bicycle for recreation and transportation options without the use of a car. Thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you to the Northwest Trail Alliance for all of your work on this project and just physical work in constructing the dirt tracks. And so you've proved to be not only an effective advocacy organization, but also people who put your money and your facts behind the work, so I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Mayor and commissioners, thanks for your time. Friends of Gateway Green is an all-volunteer nonprofit board.
Put your name in the record.
Oh, yes, thank you. Sorry, it's my first time in City Council.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Paul Dickow. I'm the chair of Friends of Gateway Green and a resident of Madison South neighborhood. We support Portland Parks and Rec in their invitation to bid, and our support comes not only as support as testimony, but as a long-term pledge to convene partners, to raise additional capital funding, and to program the site. And we're very excited to partner with the city to accomplish those goals.
Thank you very much. If we had to give you a grade for your maiden voyage here at City Council, I'd say A-minus, Mayor?
Absolutely. He was very concise, got his points across, and he didn't repeat himself.
You gave back 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Yeah. You're a hero in this.
I'll use him. I'm Linda Robinson. I'm the former chair of Friends of Gateway Green, and I have a lot of things I could say, so it was a kind of tricky trying to figure out what to say today. But first, I want to thank a lot of people, for the folks at ODOT, a whole number of them, the folks at the city, the people who worked with Oregon Solutions and getting this whole idea of who should own it, who should run it, should it be purchased, should it be leased, should it be, all those kinds of things that had to be decided, working with getting the land transferred out of a right-of-way status so that it could become a park. All kinds of things have gone on over the years. And I also want to thank Ted Gilbert. He's the one who thought up the idea. I just agreed to help him make it happen. So all of that stuff has happened. I do want to address some of the questions that came up in terms of restrooms. There is not one restroom on the I-205 multi-use path. It's several miles long. This will be the first and only restroom that I'm aware of, and I'm delighted as much as anybody else is. There are two or three on the Springwater. This will be the first one. And to my knowledge, there's only one drinking fountain, and that's in the city of Maywood Park, and it isn't always working. So we will have a drinking fountain. These are things that all users of the I-205 multi-use path can benefit from. So that question. The other one, in terms of air quality, Joanne, Commissioner Hardesty, excuse me. we have tried several times to do some air quality studies. We have one concern. We don't want to do just an air quality study of the park. We want it to be in comparison to other activities in similar locations. So you don't just say, oh, look at how awful the air quality is here, when it's probably equally bad in other places. We did make one attempt with a student group from Portland State University. They put up some little things for 2 weeks in August one year. The problem is that they didn't work if it rained, and of course it rained 3 days during those 2 weeks, so the results could not be used. I continue to have conversations with Vivek Shandez. He's with Portland State University, and we are continuing to look for ways that we might be able to get that kind of study. We did look at some data that was available, some testing that was done on school grounds in the city of Portland. Jason Lee is very close. The data there was better than the data at Lentz Elementary, better than the data of some of the schools that are in northeast Portland with industrial areas. So it's not the worst air. It's not the best air, but it could be worse. We are hoping that with a planting of additional trees and other things, we will improve that air.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Pardon?
I'm allowed to ask questions, and then you're allowed to keep going. So. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, the other thing is, I'm just really excited about this project. I've been working on it, as he said, for about 12 years. This is really a good opportunity to take a natural area that's of poor quality and to include the recreation and its active recreation, to try to combine those two. without taking the chance on ruining a really good natural area. Anything we do to this area will improve it, and we can make it even more enticing, more enjoyable to ride in. So this is a really good opportunity to combine those two things.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. We have one more, Carla?
Two more, Ted Gilbert and Andrew Jansky.
Come on up,
Joe. Well, Ted, it seems like you've got some explaining to do.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ted Gilbert. I was going to spare you guys the minute to share with you, but perhaps I can speak to Commissioner Hardesty's question. I don't want to go without saying the story of the 12 years it took to bring Gateway Green into being would not have happened without some major input at key times from two of your members, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Fritz. You guys were enormously important to us. And while we're talking about the city of Portland, we've been absolutely blessed by our project manager at Parks in the selection of Ross Swanson. He has been sensational. Now, regarding your question, Commissioner Hardesty, I will acknowledge right off the bat that it's somewhat of a rationalization. Because when we started, when I took this idea, first place I took it to was Portland State's School of Urban Studies. And a graduate program did a complete inventory and analysis on this property. They looked at wind and water and sunlight and hydrology and air quality. But they didn't have the budget and the money to do an empirical study. I don't have pages of data to be able to share with you. But the rationalization came about 8 or 10 years ago. There was a study about air quality throughout the city, and particularly diesel emissions. And what they found was the air quality at Delta Park was worse than this. The area around East Bank Esplanade, next to I-5, was as bad or worse than this. And the rationalization that we were faced with, do we take advantage of the opportunities that may present with land, unique pieces of land, perhaps public ownership, for recreation, for environmental restoration, and for equity? Because at the time we started, East Portland was the most park and open space deficient part of the city of Portland. Because it isn't perfect, or it isn't even what we want. And the further rationalization was, 10 years from now, a significant portion of the traffic on I-205 is going to be electric because it has to. We as a community have to do this. So, not perfect, but hopefully.
Thank you, Ted. And Ted, thank you for your longstanding advocacy of this project. Without you and Linda, we would not be here today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm Andrew Jansky. I'm the Northwest Trail Alliance Advocacy Director, and I work for Smiles of People. That's my pay. A bike changes a kid's life. They can go further than they can walk. They don't have to rely on their parents, transit, cars. They can explore nature. It's basically freedom. Someone invested me in the 70s when I was growing up, a little 10-year-old, I did bike rodeos at schools. I rode my bike at Raleigh Park and skidded down the grass, and we made little things at the school, and then I dammed up the creek, and I played in the water there in the mud and dirt, and that shaped me to be the civil engineer now. I've designed, actually, remedial designs that you saw today. I've been a part of those projects. I've done salmon restoration projects, water quality projects for the city, and for some of the PRPs. So I've been involved in, you know, some of this because of how I grew up. Gateway Green is changing kids' lives now. Kids on economical bikes, kids on hand-me-down bikes, kids on fancy bikes. They're neighbor kids, real Portlanders out there. I witnessed probably one of the more important changes recently, where false perceptions and false information parroted for 25 years about the dangers of bikes in nature, misrepresentation, stereotypes of cyclists perpetuated, and fear-mongering of impacts to nature. That one day, basically, I saw someone's mind change. I saw the look in that person's eye. The information they were fed maybe hadn't been true. People who mountain bike don't all look the same. They're young, they're old, they're families, they're environmental stewards, basically. That person was Commissioner Fritz. The day was special to me because I saw all the happy kids, and I saw the look on your face when you saw what this place was creating. Anyway, so thank you for your past support on this project and this proposed funding, and also thank you to Councillor Chase for supporting the off-road cycling and inclusion of our community at Metro. I hope we can find a champion within the City Council to finish the off-road cycling master plan. It's been languishing for a long time, so we can start new projects across the city to allow kids and families to access nature on bikes. We're a large community, and we're looking for a leader. Thank you.
Thank you
both very much. Carl, is that it?
That's all we've signed up.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Any further questions? This is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
I appreciate the decades, it sounds like, of work getting from point A to point B on this project, and I vote aye and will be looking forward to seeing what comes out of this and asking more questions about air quality. Aye.
Fritz.
Ms. Swanson, thank you very much for your work on this. I was particularly happy to hear that some of the more steep inclines are going to be, I think, softened is what you said. I remember Linda Robertson and me, myself, before I was elected, pulling ivy on the steepest slope I have ever pulled ivy on. And it was... it was memorable, but actually, as was Andrew Jensky just alluded to, pretty much everything about this project has been memorable. It came from the community, but not through the traditional neighborhood associations. It was a partnership between many different areas. I remember signing when we purchased the property from ODOT, and that in itself took a long time to get done. The grants, thank you, Metro, for extending the time that we had to make the match and then making the match. The opening, oh my goodness, it was 95 degrees. I was absolutely dripping just standing there. And it was all these families just bumming around on these slopes and everything. It was absolutely amazing. And we did the ribbon cutting with people riding through the ribbon rather than cutting it. Like, whoosh, it's really
smart.
Great.
That's right.
And then being able to allocate system development charge money to make sure that we can get to this day, and then handing it back to Commissioner Fish, who both started and now gets to finish up this phase of the project. Thank you for all of your work. Thank you for creating this place. And thank you, Ted, for just explaining why in 20, 30 years' time, hopefully people will not be worrying about the pollution on 205. They'll be just thankful that the trees that we've planted now have grown up big and shady and are just creating an even more beautiful space. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
I had a chance to meet with the doctor over lunch, and we're going over some of my health issues, and sometimes the doctors I deal with wonder what makes someone tick when they're faced with a challenge. And I said that my secret weapon is I love my day job, and I feel honored every day to come to work and to do it, and I'm not going to let a little cancer get in the way of that. And the truth is that this is a privilege to have these jobs, because every single day we get to make a difference or participate in something that marks progress or honor someone or celebrate. And we don't always convince people to report our work in that spirit, but that's sort of the nature of the times we live in. But this morning, I joined Commissioner Hardesty at an event, a very somber event, 18th anniversary of 9/11, and we honored first responders and firefighters, both those who had died and those who continue to serve. And it was a beautiful event, and it was only Portland Fire and Rescue can pull together an event like that, and you just feel so proud of the people who wear the uniform and serve the city. And within the last 24 hours, we finalized an agreement with Selwood Community Center in Fulton, where community partners are going to be operating those facilities, the best of public-private partnerships, and the community uses will continue unabated. Well, that's as good as an outcome as you can get in a year in which Parks has had to take some tough cuts. This afternoon, we marked the second and third phases of three really terrific projects that are moving Superfund forward. And one of them, with a trust agreement, is a national model. And the other two, just evidence that we can work together across government and with citizens and community members, that we can all work together to make progress. And today, Commissioner Fritz and I get to celebrate with you, Linda and Ted and Ross and Sam and Northwest Trails Alliance and others. We get to celebrate with you something we've been working on for a long time. I worked on the community solutions piece. We bought the land from ODOT for a scandalous amount of money, although at the time, I think they still thought they got the better of the deal because of all the uncertainty about environmental issues. Commissioner Fritz had the good fortune to preside over parks when there were a lot of developer fees, and true to her commitment, she invested heavily in East Portland and made sure that East Portland got to play catch up with a record amount of developer fees that are funding these kinds of projects. And today, we get to sort of move the ball forward again. It's days like this that remind me again how lucky we are to live in this city, what an honor it is to serve on this council, and how grateful I am for the people in the community that we do our best work with. Aye.
Wheeler?
Happy to support this vision. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and everybody who is involved in this. Ted, Linda, Ross, Sam, thank you. Everybody who's working on this. It's a great vision. I look forward to seeing it come to fruition. I vote aye. Ordinance is adopted. Next item.